Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a messy, raucous, and contentious debate in Charleston, South Carolina last night between the seven Democratic presidential candidates in their final meeting before that state's primary on Saturday. That will be followed 3 days later by Super Tuesday, with a third of the nominating delegates at stake. So, a lot was on the line last night, and it often sounded like this.
I think we were talking about math, and it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math, because let's talk about what it adds up to.
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math indeed. Okay, so here's the math. No, here's the math.
WBUR's Anthony Brooks joins us now to talk about last night's debate. Good morning, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. And to paraphrase Rodney Dangerfield, you know, I watched the fight last night and the debate broke out.
Beyond the contentious nature of the event last night, what was the main takeaway, do you think?
Well, as you mentioned, this was the last chance before Super Tuesday for these candidates to reach a whole lot of voters. And like the last debate in Las Vegas, you saw a lot of fire aimed at billionaire Michael Bloomberg. You also saw a lot of it aimed at Bernie Sanders, the front runner. So here's Elizabeth Warren drawing a distinction with Sanders early in the debate, saying that she did the hard work laying out the details of how to pay for Medicare for all.
I dug in, I did the work, and then Bernie's team trashed me for it. We need a president who is going to dig in, do the hard work, and actually get it done. Progressives have got one shot.
So, Bob, not exactly a full-throated attack on Sanders. And I think it speaks to the challenge that Warren faces. After, you know, disappointing performances in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, her only route forward to the nomination is really to challenge Sanders. But if she goes too hard at him, she risks alienating all those progressives who support him.
And last night, Anthony, by contrast, she was a lot tougher on Michael Bloomberg again, just like she was a week ago in the debate in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. She absolutely slammed Bloomberg again, hitting him for supporting Republican candidates in the past, which she says makes him a risky candidate for Democrats. And once again, she hit him for allegations that he mistreated women and then silenced them with non-disclosure agreements. And she related all of this to her own life, at one point describing how, as a young teacher in her early 20s, she got pregnant and subsequently lost her job.
So I packed up my stuff and I went home. At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
that.
To have said to one of his pregnant employees.
Now, as you heard, Bob, Bloomberg denies saying that. He also apologized at the same time, but a rough moment there between Warren and Bloomberg.
What's the intent, do you think, of Warren focusing on Bloomberg like that? Do you think it helps her or not?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed to provide her campaign with a bit of a bounce a week ago. And if you think about it, Bloomberg, the billionaire who's trying to buy his way into the race, represents a lot of what Warren is running against. On the other hand, as we mentioned a moment ago, Warren's bigger obstacle is Sanders. So it's not clear to me if continuing to hit Bloomberg really helps her.
So let's talk more about Sanders then. He was the focus of a lot of the attack last night by many candidates. Tell us what they said and how he responded.
Well, Sanders took it from all sides. I mean, Amy Klobuchar attacked him for the high price tag of Medicare for All, calling it unrealistic. Joe Biden went after him for a bad vote on gun control a while back. Bloomberg said Sanders will lose to Trump and cause Democrats to lose the House as well. And here's Pete Buttigieg suggesting that Sanders is way too far to the left to win in November.
And we're not going to win these critical, critical House and Senate races if people in those races have to explain why the nominee of the Democratic Party is telling people to look at the bright side of the Castro regime.
Pete Buttigieg last night at the debate in South Carolina. Anthony, how did Sanders respond to all the attacks and how did he hold up?
Well, this debate really represented the crisis that Democrats are trying to resolve. The moderates are convinced that a Sanders nomination will be disastrous for Democrats. But Sanders is winning, and at least in Nevada, he demonstrated that his support is pretty broad. So he stuck to his usual defense that he's assembling a real movement of working class voters, the young, Latinos, and progressives who can win. Here's a bit of what he said.
Of the last 50 polls that have been done,
nationally, Mr. Bloomberg, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times. If you look at battleground states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, polling just
the
done
polls
this Sunday,
aren't the election.
I beat Trump.
Bernie Sanders on the defense last night, and I suppose Anthony on the offense too. But let me ask you one more question. This one about Joe Biden. He's been leading in South Carolina for a long time, though he's being challenged in the state by Bernie Sanders and Tom Steyer. How important was last night for him? How did he do, especially since he came right out last night at one point in the debate and said, I will win South Carolina?
Well, I think he made the case that he has a lot of deep experience, so I don't think he hurt himself last night. And you're right about his lead. A majority of the Democratic voters in South Carolina are African American, and Biden has been leading with them, but he's vulnerable after disappointing performances in the early states. So last night, you saw him and the other Democrats talking about issues important to these voters, issues like health care, housing, and voting rights, to name just a few. And last night really was do or die for Biden. He insists that he's got the best chance of beating Trump, but that's a hard case to make if he can't win a primary. So he really needs to do well on Saturday, but that's no longer a sure bet for him.
Needs to do well on Saturday, especially since there's really no recovery time because the Super Tuesday voting in Massachusetts and California and 12 other states comes up just 3 days later on Tuesday.
That's right. And he really said straight out, I'm going to win South Carolina. So if he doesn't, I think he's in a really tough situation heading into Super Tuesday.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, many thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thanks, Anthony.
My pleasure, Bob.